Whenever you make the commitment to purchase insurance of any type, you need to find somebody to pair up with who is reliable, friendly, knowledgeable, and let's be honest with each other, makes you feel like family. Well, Jimmy Saxton is that guy, and he has been insuring Austin for several decades. He's also an Austin, Texas OG, the pride of Westlake, a Longhorn legacy, and his dad, the late James Saxton, was a Heisman finalist for the Longhorns. Visit SaxtonInsurance.com or stop by the office. It's right across the street from the historic Mattel Rancho. Hey, you know what week it is. It is Masters Week. You think of Azaleas, Augusta, Georgia, and all the legends who have walked the fairways at Augusta National Golf Course. A beautiful sight. It is full of beauty, full of nature, and the best golf in the world, the Masters. Let's talk about it. For this week alone, and it all began tonight with the Champions Dinner. We'll discuss that briefly here shortly. But, you know, tomorrow on Wednesday, the par three contest, which is a beautiful sight because those, the participants in it, prior master champions, they've been known to bring their grandchildren to play with them, to be their caddy, so to speak. And, you know, the par three, it's if you take like Butler pitch and putt here in Austin and think about that, magnifying it, that's what it's like. And it's a lot of fun. And then, of course, Thursday, weather permitting in Augusta, this is where it all begins. This is where it all starts, Thursday and Friday. And we'll see who makes the cut for the weekend. I am Sean Clinch, the host of Stories Inside the Man Cave podcast. And let's talk about it, our short versions of episodes. And we try to, you know, I try to figure out an angle to take. And, of course, this is too easy. It's they served it up on a tee, knocking it out of the park right here. Before we get going, got to give a shout-out to our sponsors for this, Shoal Creek Saloon. Hey, those crawfish right now, they are reached their peak. They're large. And Brian and Ray have lowered the price because it's the crawfish are plentiful. And Honest Plumbing and Air, new name, but same great service. It was Honest AC and Plumbing. Now it's Honest Plumbing and Air. And that is where a handshake still means something. So how about we start this Let's Talk About It biz? A lot of people have wondered, because Tiger Woods has struggled physically. You know, he has won five of these things. And there have been a tremendous amount of memories for Tiger made here. Five green jackets. But in 2021, when he had that auto accident and he miraculously recovered, he has struggled some. And you know, go back to 2019, he was outside of the top 10, very much like he was in 2005 after Thursday. And he found a way, the Tiger way, to rally back and win the Masters. But a lot of people questioned, why do you continue to play in Augusta? Well, I think it's a silly question. You know, the guy's a champion, and champions are known to figure out a way to compete. You just figure out ways to show up and compete. And I think Tiger, in his press conference today, really summed it up.
Well, this term has meant so much to me in my life and my family. I think I've been playing here for 29 years now, and it has it was the ultimate to be able to stay in the crow's nest and to watch Byron and Sam and Gene tee off on the first hole. And it's been a part of my life to have won here as my first major as a pro, hugging my dad, as you saw, and then full circle in 19 to hug my son. It has meant a lot to my family. It's meant a lot to me.
Yeah, see, there's so many ties to Tiger Woods, and multiple. If you ask any Masters champion, even Ben Crenshaw, the locals, Tom Kite, Scottie Scheffler, even though he's young, The memories made. It's the gathering point. It's the reunion of champions, and it has so much history. So, you know, I'm going to take Tiger to make the cut. I really am. I think he survives to see the weekend, and it's going to be interesting because I think there's a motivation there at Augusta for golfers like Tiger to figure out a way to compete, and not only compete but make the cut to see the weekend. So Spieth, Jordan Spieth, he's had six top five finishes. He's still a youngster, but he's a father now and a husband. He won it back in 2015, but he's been in contention quite often, as I mentioned, has six top five finishes. Well, Spieth's why in Augusta has changed quite a bit.
Well, it was my favorite tournament growing up. I fell in love with it. From kind of the mid-2000s, that crazy run of Tiger and Phil and whatnot that got me into the game. So it was the most visible tournament, and obviously the crazy shots that were hit, the history of the event and the golf course itself. And then since I've been here, it just seems to grow on me more and more, all of those factors. So it's a special week from, you know, tonight through the par three tomorrow, now having two kids and having them involved in that, and then the tournament itself. It's just a unique week, and I love it. I love contending here more than I do just about anywhere else.
See, it just, he summed up, Jordan Spieth pretty much said what every former Masters champion and everyone invited to compete in the Masters, why they play the game, why they play this tournament. I mean, there's something very special about that place, that, and for those who play in it, that no one else can understand why. But I think we all know why, because we all, those of us like me, like you, and it's one of those tournaments where a non-traditional sports fan will watch it. Everyone has their reasons for watching it, whether it's the beauty of the course, to following the drama, figuring out, is there an underdog? Is there some name that we don't expect to win it who survives to see the weekend? And if you make it to the weekend, it's fair game for anybody. And which leads me to this. Who are you picking to win the Masters? Are we taking us the former defending champion, John Rahm, or somebody from the field? I'm going with Scottie Scheffler, the young former Longhorn. You know, Scheffler, he won it 2 years ago. In 2022, why not 2024? John Rahm, his game is strong. And he had the honor of selecting the menu for Tuesday night, tonight's championship dinner, champions dinner, excuse me. Only the champions, past champions, are invited to this. It's an exclusive club. If you go to the Masters YouTube page, there's a feature story on the champions dinner and the exclusivity of it. You all show up in your green Masters sport coat. It's a beautiful thing. It's a great story. But, hey, let me know. And by the way, John Rahm, his menu is comprised of foods, desserts, the first course, all the way down to the dessert, has a Spanish flavor and includes tapas and Spanish wines, a white wine, a very dry white wine, if you will. So shoot me a tweet at Stories Man Cave. Tell me who you're picking and why. I mean, it's but I am definitely going with Scottie Scheffler. I think he's going to survive. And hey, off topic real quick, our Man Cave Madness Bracket Challenge concluded after UConn won it. Back-to-back national championships for the UConn Huskies. We are trying to find the winner, because the winner receives a $100 gift card to Dirty Martin's, an ATX original $100 gift card, which can go a long ways at Dirty's, and tickets for four to a Round Rock Express game. And Chris Almendares, the president of the Round Rock Express, he donated his four seats for one game and dinner for four in the Intel Club. So I'm trying to figure out who owns the bracket labeled Expert Picks. Expert Picks, who are you? Shoot me a DM on the Stories Inside the Man Cave Facebook page, Instagram, or on Twitter I need your contact information. I need to validate or verify who you are and that you are, in fact, the owner of Expert Picks, man. But I got some great prizes for you. Great prizes. But you have to be in the Austin area. And if I don't hear from you, we'll go down to second and third, whoever those people are, and get those prizes to the rightful person. But I would love for it to go to the champion, Expert Picks. So now that college basketball is over, this week it's all about the Masters and everything that's green in Augusta, including the winner, what they receive, the green sports coat or jacket. And it's a great week to always talk about the Masters.